Bear Podcast, $4.99.
Hey guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
He's over 40 now.
Oh, he's old. 41.
I'm only 29.
That's right. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy 2014.
Okay.
Hey. Oh, Happy New Year.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
It involves showing more fur.
It's nothing like making a pig bottom squeal than using bacon lube.
Village, they're full of gays.
Hey, all you bears.
Okay, I just saw this on Facebook today. I think he's closeted. You think he's closeted?
And I got my ass chewed out by everyone.
It's Thanksgiving. The gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Laying on the couch
with bonbons
and
chocolate. Just that, I
saw it. Do some sexting with
you. You're listening to BearPodcast.com. He called and then he was freaked out. You're really bitter here.
Yeah, I am very bitter.
Bitter.
It's been a shitty week. Bitter party of one right here. It's been a shitty week, let me tell you.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Welcome to the last episode of the year.
That's right.
Last episode of 2013. This is episode 499.
Just seems like we were just doing this a year ago.
I know, right?
Time flies by so fast when you're old.
Yep. We're getting old. And I'm feeling it right now, too.
Yes.
I'm having this heartburn problem that I've been having. So, yeah, it's December 30th right now. It's 2 days before, you know, New Year's. Tomorrow is
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. You got your plans already for tomorrow?
Yep. I think I just got to get my costume together.
Costume? You got to go.
Oh, it's a themed party.
Is it a themed party?
It's at the 80s.
Oh, really? 80s? Oh, I didn't know. Oh, I have to think about it then.
Yeah. I got to get me some leg warmers. I want his Jane Fonda.
You got to go. Leg warmers. Not bad. Not bad. Okay, so just a few announcements. Next week will be episode 500.
500!
That's right. Ow, you just blew out Devin's ear. Okay. Okay, so it's 500. It'd be nice to play some voicemails for you guys. I'm going to post more about it. Hope you could have more voicemails next week. I hope we could play some. Also, special thanks to our friend Dave. He co-hosts the show once in a while when if Ray's out.
That's right.
So Dave is going to host a party for us. So it's going to be it's supposed to be the 500th episode.
Yeah, but scheduling conflicts.
But scheduling conflicts. We could have done it this week, but we can't. So he's going to do it on the 31st. So
if you're going to be in town, Houston, on the 31st, let us know. We know the people get you an invite from.
That's right. Okay. If you're on Facebook, we will be
you might have to give Dave a penis shot or something, but other than that.
Oh, that's right. Some. Send dick shots to
Dave. At bearpodcast.com.
Yeah. What about me? I can get
well, send
dick
him the
shots
show
too.
At bearpodcast.com.
And we can judge you. So we can consider inviting you into
judge
party.
You like my grandmother.
Oh my god, isn't it nice? Anyway, okay. So that's what. So next week will be episode 500. By the time we record, it will be episode 503, I think, or 502, maybe. We'll see.
But we'll have a kick, you know. It'll be nice.
Okay. So, it's been... How was your Christmas?
My Christmas was very good. Had a very nice Christmas. Had a very busy Christmas.
What did the
whole bunch of people at my house for Christmas. The whole O'Donnell clan. First time together for Christmas. And all Robbie's cousins were there. And cousins from out of town was in. So, But we left your Christmas Eve party.
Yep.
And went home and started opening presents.
Already?
Yes.
You didn't even wait for the morning?
Well, no, we waited till midnight. So.
Oh, okay. So it's officially.
That's officially Christmas Day. So we opened some, and then we went to bed, and then we got up the next morning and started cooking and doing some stuff, and opened presents all day long pretty much as the day went on, seemed like. So it was good. Had a good time. So what about you?
Well, my gift. Well, I got Christmas was great. I spent about time with Mike. We opened great gifts in the morning, and I got a Nutri Bullet. That's a magic bullet, whatever it is. It's one of those.
Your husband gave you a vibrator.
No, it's a magic bullet. It was one of
that's
these.
The vibrator, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Oh my God, that's a huge vibrator, Maynard.
You can see it. It's one of those. It's a
God, such a power bottom. Size queen.
Well, it's pretty big, but it's not used for that.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
So it's a magic bullet. You know, it's your personal blender.
Yeah, personal, right.
Personal.
Yeah. Take him to the hospital with this up his butt.
It's nice because, you know, you can control your portions and everything. What's the difference between this and a blender? A blender is, it's pretty big.
Oh, no. I got one of those big ninja blenders that keeps cutting me that same price as that.
Oh, really?
That's a big one.
But that's the industrial thing that you can blend something. You can blend your iPhone.
I keep sneaking up and cut my fingers on it.
Oh, really? Because when you clean it, you should have your rag.
I don't
touch
it anymore.
You don't touch it anymore?
I don't touch it anymore.
Okay. So I got that. So I'll try to be eating healthy. So that's what I'm going to try to do. And then, we had a small gathering here in the house. Just a few friends, of course. Ray came over and Robbie. And Wayne and his sister, and Scrum Bear came with his family.
Yeah.
It was fun. And a couple of, Dave arrived also. He brought that bread, which I haven't finished yet. It's still in the fridge.
And Wayne didn't take it with him?
No, he didn't. Okay. Wayne took all the sopapillas. Okay, Ray makes these awesome, awesome sopapillas.
They're called cheesecake sopapillas. You can find the restaurant online. Especially sugar, cream cheese, butter. Cinnamon and vanilla.
But it's delicious.
Croissants.
So he made them. And then when I was looking for it, it was gone. The next day, it was in another party.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It was, you serve food on Christmas Eve. And then the next day would be leftovers. People would go to a leftover party. Christmas leftovers.
Yeah, and I took all mine to work because I made two batches of it, and y'all didn't even eat a full one here, so I took the other one back home.
Ah, good.
Cut it up, and we had it Christmas Day, and then after Christmas Day, I took it to work. I was like, I could eat this shit out of my house. That's 20-something pounds I lost. It's going to be back soon, so I got to know. Can't have these.
Yeah, and that's the problem with these sopapillas that Ray makes. It's really delicious. Okay, so I would like to give thanks to Paul and Young for hosting a party last Christmas Day. Yeah. And that was fun. There's lots of people.
Thanks for not inviting me. You know,
okay. I thought you had family stuff.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. Okay.
Okay. But it would have been nice to be asked. That's all I'm saying. Just ask.
Okay. All right. So also that weekend, last Friday, we watched the Minnesota versus Syracuse Texas Bowl on the Texas Bowl. So we got to watch that. Football.
Oh,
the rare times. Okay. We were on the fourth seat.
Oh, did you see the news? Some article about the Green Bay Packer quarterback that's coming back.
Yeah, what did he do? What happened?
Well, they think he's getting ready to be outed.
He's gay?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
There's an article today about his so-called personal assistant that's been living with him for the last 4 or 5 years and going to all the award ceremonies where he's never been. Taking a female date.
Oh, my God. And, he's the gay.
And there's been some posts on the personal assistant's, I guess, Twitter feed or something. I read the article real quick. And he's made some very vague stuff about they're having relationship problems.
Uh-huh.
So, interesting.
Oh, interesting. Very soon, within 2014.
The news media that was reporting this was saying that he was allegedly one of the quarterbacks that was estimated to come out this year in football.
Ah, okay.
But he's been out for like 2 months, hadn't he? Because he broke his collarbone or something.
Oh, he came out as gay because he called.
But he's been out. He hadn't been playing.
He had been playing. Okay, all right.
So, and I thought it's interesting. He's coming back to play, and all of a sudden this is going on. So,
mm-hmm. Okay. So, tell me what. What did you get from Santa this year, by the way?
Well, I got a new Kindle. Okay. I'm still using my old one because I haven't got a cover for it yet. And I don't want a chance breaking it. Because it's so light and thin. I got the Kindle HDX.
Yeah,
so,
that's a nice.
It's very nice. Thank you, Robbie. We got some of those Sona speakers.
Are those the wireless ones?
They're the wireless ones. And they show them on TV all the time. And when you walk through your rooms, it's playing different music in each room and stuff. So I got to figure out how to hook those up. Mm-hmm. So I can get my friend Wayne to come help. Hey, Wayne.
Wayne should be able to help.
But Maynard got Robbie and I an Apple TV.
Yes, that's right.
Robbie says it's his Apple TV. I'm like, you don't even know how to work it.
So. It could be his. Yeah.
But we helped me hook it up last night after we went to Jollibee.
Oh, that's right. I got ready to try out Filipino fast food.
Jollibee is kind of like Kentucky Fried Chicken and McDonald's combined into one with spaghetti.
That's right. With sweet spaghetti.
Sweet spaghetti, yes.
That's right. So Ray got to try that. We didn't eat spaghetti, though. I should have ordered. So you could at least try
it. I should have got some, but I was just like, I got the chicken, and then the lady got all flustered when I told her I wanted gravy with my rice, and she didn't understand. And
yeah, that's right. But they give it on the side anyway, so that's okay. But you know, we can always come back. We can always come back.
We can try
down the menu. Yep. Yeah, we can do that. Okay, so
did y'all watch any movies over the holidays?
Oh yes, we did. So Mike and I watched the Tom Hanks movie, Saving Mr. Banks. Okay, I'll be honest, Ray. You guys listening and watching might throw sticks at me or something. I've never watched Mary Poppins in my life. I may have seen clips. I've listened to the music. Are you going to take away my gay card now?
No,
you're not. Okay. Why, did you watch the whole thing before too?
I've watched the whole thing several times.
Oh, okay.
Mary Poppins, Bedknobs and Broomsticks, Bambi.
Yeah, Bedknobs and Broomsticks, that's what I like.
Are
I grew up with that one. I like
favorite Disney movies.
Yeah. But then I never got to see Mary Poppins before. And it's, you know, Saving Mr. Banks is about how Mary Poppins, you know, how Walt Disney got the rights for Mary Poppins, mm-hmm. and made a movie out of it and stuff like that. It was a big story.
Was it a Disney movie?
It's a Disney movie, mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was good. Also, okay, I have to blame Scrumbeer for this. I had a kind of a discussion about Christian Bale. And I talked to you about this, about mm-hmm. Christian Bale. The first time I've seen Christian Bale is when I saw him in, practically for me, Batman. And then also as John Connor Terminator.
That's Terminator.
Okay, Terminator. Yeah. Okay, that's what I've been seeing him about. So, and also he talks like, I am Batman, you know, just like they do it and they make fun of it in Big Bang Theory. And I did not have a very good opinion of him because that's pretty much what he is. Because when he was as John Connor in Terminator, he spoke the same way.
Yeah, he kind of phoned it in.
He
phoned that role in. I don't think he was really into it. I think he's doing it for, I guess he just needed a job or something, but he did it. I wasn't that impressed with his role there.
Okay.
Now, The Machinist. Did you watch that?
I saw The Machinist. That's what I did. That's awesome. I mean, he creeped me out. He's creepy in that one because, you know.
You watched American Psycho yet?
I watched American Psycho.
That was a hot, freaky scene where he's in his underwear and tennis shoes running around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that one with the chainsaw, and I could never forget who Huey Lewis and then who's now because of that, because they were playing Hip to Be Square when he was killing that guy. Anyway, so it's freaky, and I also got to watch American Psycho and also The Fighter. I saw
I don't think I've seen The Fighter.
Yeah, he's pretty good acting. So, like in American Psycho, he had very good acting. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe... So, American Psycho was in 2000.
I think you... Did you see The Illusionist? I think he was in The Illusionist.
Equilibrium. That's what I saw. The Illusionist would be Scott Bakula, I think.
What's the one about the two...
The two magicians? The Prestige.
The Prestige.
That's the Prestige.
That's what
it was. Yeah, I saw that one. He was good in that one, too. So, yeah, I saw that. So I saw him there, too. He was pretty good. So, yeah, I have a new opinion of Christian Bale. He's a great actor.
I finally went and got to go see The Hobbit.
You saw The Hobbit?
Yes.
Okay.
Robbie made it through about an hour and a half before he fell asleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When Smaug showed up, he fell asleep.
What?
The best part of the movie, he slept through it. I kept punching him, but he wouldn't wake up, so I just said, oh, well. Mm-hmm. He was tired. I knew he could last a three-hour movie.
Yeah. Oh, we also saw American Hustle. That's another Christian Bale movie.
Yeah.
So we got to, he was good?
That
one. He was really good, too.
Okay.
Although, okay, I was not born here. I wasn't born here in the 70s or in the 80s. So it's about the New Jersey scandal that there were some politicians, some congressmen that were bribed and stuff like that. It revolved around that.
Okay.
And that's what the American Hustle is about. So Christian Bale was in it. Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence was also awesome.
Yep. One too. So I've been kind of a vegetable this weekend watching a bunch of Netflix and Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. So I finally got to see Torchwood, Miracle Day, that whole.
Oh, yeah.
I watched that Saturday. I was a vegetable Saturday and watched that back-to-back episodes.
Oh, how did you like it?
I liked it. I missed Torchwood.
Torchwood.
I missed Captain really good. Jack.
And it's a good Alto. Concept. I really like the concept of it, too.
When what's his name? Not
Captain Jack. Wait.
Alto.
Yanto.
Yanto. Captain Jack and Yanto. Of course, there's a couple hot sex scenes between Captain Jack and the bartender and the other little Italian guy. So
that's right.
But anyway.
Okay. So let's move on. I have a really sad topic right here, right now. His name is Brad Rigney. I hope I'm saying it right. Rigney or Rainey? It's Rigney, probably. He died last weekend. And it was in the news. It was in Fox. It was all over the news, over Twitter. Why? Because he was, it happened in his house. Somebody broke into his house and he let somebody in,
And he goes by Def Bear a lot. So yeah, that's what most people knew him. So
yeah, he was, it's really sad that, it's really sad. And he left the world too early. It's really young, and many people really loved him, and many friends online. His community, the place where he works at, he keeps everything. He's a custodian. He keeps everything neat and everything in school or where he works at. And it's really sad that a very young guy like this would just really leaves early. I mean, so.
Well, it's tragic that he got murdered.
Yes.
So. It'd be interesting to see how this case plays out. If they find out if it's, is it one of those things where somebody just showed up that he knew and they killed him? Mm-hmm. Is it somebody he met online?
Yeah.
Is it some Duck Dynasty homophobic follower that killed him or something?
I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's sad. Very it's sad.
So we extend our condolences to Brad's family and friends. It's all over Facebook right now. People who knew him online. Many people knew him in Bear 411 and stuff like that. So, he even has YouTube videos, and they even feature those YouTube videos on Fox. And he was deaf, so he was trying to speak or something like that. But yeah, it's in the videos. He's really he's a cute bear, and I'm sure he has a very lively and very fun personality, and it's really sad that he's gone. Okay, let's move on to something that affects me.
It affects you.
Yes. Okay. It's Judge Order Sriracha Hot Sauce Plant partly closed because of odors.
So this is Asian hot sauce.
This is the Asian hot sauce that you go to Vietnamese restaurant or Chinese restaurant. Mm-hmm. You ask for a sriracha sauce.
It'd be stanky.
It's what?
And apparently it'd be stanky.
Yeah, not really. It's very spicy.
Does it smell like nasty feet?
No, I don't think so. It's feet that smell like sriracha sauce. So a Los Angeles County Superior Court judge Tuesday ordered the sriracha sauce. Sriracha hot sauce plant. In Irwindale, be partially shut down in response to odor complaints from nearby residents. So that means there's going to be a shortage in sriracha sauces. And
see, is that an Asian neighborhood that built in?
I guess so. Yeah. Oh, no, probably not. Maybe it's not.
Oh, that's wild. Then white people, they love to complain about all kind of shit.
So, okay. So Judge Robert O'Brien ruled in favor of the city and ordered sauce maker Hui Fong Foods to seize any kind of operations that could be causing the odors and make immediate changes that would help mitigate them. So I guess there's going to be a shortage and they're going to probably maybe relocate. Who knows? So Irwindale sued Hui Fong Foods on October 21st after nearby residents complained of heartburn. Maybe that's what I'm having. Inflamed asthma and even nosebleeds that they said were caused by the spicy odor coming from the hot sauce plant. So O'Brien acknowledged in his ruling that there was a lack of credible evidence linking the stated health problems to the odor, but said that the odor appears to be extremely annoying, irritating, and offensive to the senses, warranting consideration as a public nuisance. He also wrote that the odor could be reasonably inferred to be emanating from the facility and determined that the city is likely to prevail in declaring the odor a public nuisance, according to the ruling.
Don't be bringing your stank up in here. We ain't got time.
But sriracha sauce is awesome.
My question is, how long has this plant been there?
Probably decades, and they're just noticing it now, maybe.
I don't know. So I'm saying, white people moving in, I guess.
All this because of sriracha sauce. Okay, Ray, how about...
Okay, entertainment.
Entertainment.
All right. This is not a plug for Amazon, but I've been Amazoning it out lately. So just for the fans, Downton Abbey Season 4 comes back out on January 9th on Amazon.
Woohoo! Downton Abbey. So, yes, I'm gay. Yes.
I've also been watching this series over the holidays called The Fades. And The Fades, the story centers on a bedwetting English teenager named Paul who is haunted by apocalyptic dreams. He's able to see spirits of the dead known as The Fades all around him. The Fades cannot be seen, smelt, heard, or touched by other humans. They are what is left of humans after they have died and have not been accepted into the afterlife. So if you don't go up there, you become a Fade. Well, what happens is these Fades learn how to reflesh themselves, but they find out if they get in contact with blood, it's painful to them, but eventually the more they absorb, the more physical they become.
They become corporeal. So they get
to, corporeal, so they get to the point where they're killing people and eating them like zombies to regain flesh and come back. And our little guy here has to, Paul has to handle this because he just starts having these visions and stuff. And it was a very good series. It was laid out very well, and I liked the way it went. It was very, it was almost like the Big Bang Zombie Theory, kind of, because his counterpart in the movie is just this total geek. Both of them are total geek losers in school. Nobody likes them, blah, you know, that whole thing. And then by the end of the story, everybody's dead, blah, blah, blah. And the two of them, you know, made everything happen right. So, but you might recognize Ian Castacar as the lead character. He plays Leo Fitz in Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He has quite a cute little bum, which you see naked, and it's nice. So, okay. But it's called The Fades, and it was a very good series. I think it was like six episodes. But, like most British shows, they're very short arc story arcs and not so many episodes, but it's very good. I liked it. I was hoping they would do more with it, but I guess since he's on Marvel, you know, he's not doing that anymore. But They left it open to do further, and it won a bunch of awards in BBC, in Great Britain. So I was hoping they'd see some more. So, and there was another one that won a bunch of awards called In the Flesh. This is set in the fictional village of Rorarton. After the Rising, which teenager Kieran Walker was reanimated along with thousands of people who died in the year of 2009. They quickly followed the Pale Wars, in which the zombies were hunted and killed by armed bands of militia. After months of rehabilitation and medication, the zombies, now referred to as partially deceased syndrome, PDS patients by the government, but projectively known as rotters, are judged ready to return to society, their homes, and families. So the government finds a way to inject them with drugs, and it keeps them from craving flesh and brings them back to their almost alive again.
Oh, my God.
They can't eat or drink food because it messes them up on the inside, but it's like everybody that died in 2009 got brought back. It was like a rapture almost. It was really weird. So all these zombies get up and start walking around.
So it's a reverse zombie.
Sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and as long as they take their medications, they don't revert back to the killing stage. So in this small town where he was born, they were very prejudiced against them. It was almost like he was gay. Oh, by the way, he was gay. So, and that's how he became a zombie to start off with. So that's more details in the story.
Wow.
But it was like three episodes, so it was about 3 hours long, but it was very, very good. I liked it. I was hoping they would come back and do some more upon it, but nothing as of yet. So
that's interesting. It's going to be I'd like to watch that one. Yeah. But it would be interesting because if a guy who has PDS and then he forgot to take his medication the day before, so he could be,
if it's their parents they're going back to, they either have to have – either somebody in the family has to say, I'm going to be a caregiver and make sure they take this medication every day. Mm-hmm. Because it's not fun. I mean, they have like a hole drilled in the back of their neck.
Oh.
And this thing goes in there and they inject it and it's painful. But it, what it does is cause the synaptics, nerve cells in the brain, to reconnect.
I see.
So it calms them down, and they get memories and stuff. And one of the things in the movie was he kept remembering the last person that he killed and ate, which was a friend of his from school.
Well, that's
which he addressed in the movie. Yeah,
that so sucks.
It does suck. So, and him dealing with that. But the ones that don't have family that have come back, they have a government caseworker that comes and makes sure they take get their injection every day. Because there's a girl that comes back who was a feeding partner of his before they got refixed, and one of the guys in the show has sex with her. It's zombie sex.
It's zombie sex?
Zombie sex.
Oh my God, we get to see zombie sex.
Well, you don't actually get to see it. It's just implied.
It's implied.
But
you know, that's the scary part. What if for some reason he forgot or he didn't get his medication? He could be eating her out and then actually eat her out after.
Well, no, this is the girl.
But it's the girl.
Yeah, the guy you never see having sex.
Oh, okay.
Which is sad because the boyfriend in the movie is quite cute. So
okay. So in the flesh, I have to look for it. Where did you, how did you watch this?
It's Netflix? On Amazon.
It's on Amazon? Okay.
So both these are on Amazon. You can find them on Amazon.
All right. So looking forward to
if you have Prime, I think The Fades is included.
Oh, okay.
And In the Flesh was like $7 for 3 episodes.
So I guess so you and I are in the same boat. We've been in the movie mode.
Yeah.
I've been doing a Christian Bale marathon while you're doing
some zombie movies. Horror movies and stuff.
Okay.
So, because I watched a bunch of movies. I mean, I watched Silent Hill Revelations, which was like the second Silent Hill movie.
That's scary, right?
Yeah, it's jumpy. Wasn't it? You know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Look at Dave's boobs. Dave's got boobs, see? They're uneven.
One more.
It's like a tumor.
On with that. Oh, wait. It's not Gay, Geek, and Bizarre.
It's the year in review.
We're going to do a year in review because this is the last episode of the year. So we kind of set aside Gay, Geek, and Bizarre for the meantime. And we would like to reminisce and think about what happened this year.
Yes.
Since last year.
So January last year, you went to Sydney, Australia.
Yes, that's right.
And what did you buy in Sydney, Australia?
I got Ray a Star Wars book.
Yes.
Of all the things to find in Sydney, it's a Star Wars book. I think it was the author was there. It was a spoof of Darth Vader and his son Luke.
Yeah, he'd actually been his father. It's a cute book, real cute.
It's a really cute book.
And Maynard, how long did you hold on to this now?
For a whole year.
For a whole year. It was my Christmas present.
Yeah. So. Oh God, Ray is gonna like this. We'll save it for Christmas.
It was cute. It's very cute. I got it on my nightstand. I still pick it up and read it. I've been reading it. So
it's really cute. And you know how fathers and sons have these funny things, and imagine Darth Vader and Luke. So you can just imagine the stories you could think of.
Yeah.
All right. So that's I got to meet. It's around January also when I got to meet. Seamus. Seamus from the Bears of the Bears in the City podcast there in Australia. So I got to meet him for the first time there, and hung out with him. He's really a nice guy. And and because of him, I got into Ingress. If you guys have been playing this Android game, this Google Android game called Ingress, he got me into that. So I haven't been playing it lately, but yeah, Ingress. Anyway. Okay, so, and then I went to Mardi Gras.
One day I'll get to go.
You should go. Went to Mardi Gras. And the week after that, Ray, Dave and I recorded episode 455. We talked about Mardi Gras. We went to the Lords of Leather Ball.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
That's an interesting ball because either you wear, I think Wayne was with us, right? Either you wear a tux or a suit or you wear
leather.
Full leather. So that's formal wear. It's interesting. Right. I consider it formal wear. Okay. What's the next one, Ray?
Oh, my likeness. Oh, yeah, we did that Harlem Shake video. Me and Maynard did a Harlem Shake
video. We did our own Harlem Shake video.
Didn't get many hits. Now, the yoga group did a Harlem Shake video, and they got all kind of hits.
Yeah.
Robert up there dancing in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Who my mother thought was me.
I thought your mommy's mom did it. Yeah. Harlem Shake, I'm sure many of you guys already known about Harlem Shake. friends do not make friends do the Harlem Shake.
Don't let your friends.
Don't let your friends Harlem, do the Harlem
Shake. But it died out pretty quick. It lasted, what, maybe a month or two, and then it was gone.
It was gone after a week.
You know, it's just one of those things that was fun and cute while it lasted, like Pet Rocks.
For a couple of weeks,
But congratulations to Robert on your new relationship status that you posted on Facebook last week. So, Robert, who's in the Harlem Shake video.
Oh, really? Okay.
At Bear Yoga.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know he was into it. Okay. So, TBRU. We went to TBRU. It was Robbie's first time TBRU.
Yeah.
Yeah. We recorded the show at the Crown Plaza. And Ray had very nice socks that day. You two were matching socks too, and matching.
Shorts, oh yeah, that's right. We were matching stuff because you know couples have to match.
Yeah, that's right. Like me and Mike, we have matching Nike shoes now. Yeah. Okay, so Dave also helped me in the interview. We went around the vendor mall, so we interviewed a couple of people there. It was fun, and we got to talk to Mike from San Diego. So shout out Mike. Yeah, we talked about girlwear and girlwear. Okay, so yeah, that's pretty much TBRU. And sad thing happened. You've known Jim Fox.
Yeah, right? I knew Jim Fox.
So Jim Fox, he's also a friend of ours. He died around that time frame, also around February, I think. And we knew him. I knew him a long time ago. And I just heard about his health being deteriorating and everything. But I knew him from the Bears, from the Houston area Bears. We'd go to Bear Watch, and I knew Jim Fox, and he was there.
Okay. Well, you and Dave went to Drench Fur in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Yep, Dave and I flew.
You recorded a show with Devin, Eric, and Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all played Cards Against Humanities.
Yep.
And that's what prompted you to buy the game at Amazon.
That's right. So I liked the game so much, I had to get it myself.
You know, that's the one thing I should have bought for Christmas that I didn't.
Cards Against Humanities.
Yeah. Maybe that'd be a Valentine's present.
Yeah, that's right. Really? Yeah. That's so romantic. I'm going to get you a Cards Against Humanities game. That's a romantic gift for Valentine's Day.
Well, we're trying to get in shape, so you can't, you know, candy's kind of out, flowers are in, so it's got to be something
Something different.
But it's something that you can play with each other and do and have fun with.
Well.
It's better to do it in a group, but I mean.
Yeah, you can really only play it at least four people. Because you have to guess who.
Well, that's one of my. Well, I'm not doing resolutions. I'm doing goals for 2014.
Goals? Okay.
One of my goals is to spend more time with my friends and play games and stuff like that, interact with them.
We'll get into that. We'll get into a resolution mode or whatever what we were going to plan for 2014. Yeah. Okay, so also something tragic again happened. Boston Marathon. There was a bombing happened there. Of course, many of you guys know it's all over the news back then, and there was a lot of casualties and from this tragedy, and we kind of talked about it back then also. Yeah.
Well, it was kind of hard not to talk about it back then because that's all that was eating the news. I mean, they had tracked this guy down, and the news crew were there, and they were all over New Jersey, wherever this – I mean, not all over New Jersey, all over Boston where this guy was with the news crews, and I mean, they were like on it.
Yeah.
All through the whole thing until they got
They found the guy, right?
They found the younger brother. The older one got killed, and they finally found the younger brother. So he's in custody, and I don't know if the trial started for him yet or not or what. Yeah. I can't remember. So
Just to tell you guys, this is our year in review, everything that pretty much happened, what we experienced ourselves. So, moving on. Google Glass came out.
But did we get one for Christmas?
Didn't get any.
Did you get one?
No,
did
I get any.
No Google Glass for us.
It's $1,500. Who wants to buy that? Anyway, so it was given out to beta testers, and after many months, okay.
We could have been alpha testers.
We could be alpha. You have to hold it up yourself. There are no hooks. Anyway, do you still want one?
I think it'd be interesting to see what one's like and see if it's worth it.
I still don't see any appeal to it. Right? Not right now. Maybe not yet.
Well, I mean, if you're walking around like a bear run and there's a bunch of bears, you're like click, 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 click.
That's the point. People will be offended. Stop looking at me.
You mean unlike all our friends that take pictures at the post office, at the airport and on airplanes of people and send them back and forth that, ooh, I don't wear a bear.
Ooh, I don't know who that is. I wonder who.
Thug Rice.
So. Okay. Also, we had a lot of interviews. We had this year. And we have Jane Nelson Vance, Avians.
Yes, and I actually talked to him today because I said, hey, we're doing our year in review. What's going on with you? He said, well, the book series kind of slow. He said, but that's to be expected. It's my first book and stuff. Mm-hmm. He's got a novel out there that he's floating out to potential houses, publishing houses, and trying to finish up his graduate degree. So, but he says, you know, as soon as he got something more done, he said he's going to try to write some more this summer. He said, but he's got to get all his graduate stuff out of the way. He's tired of not focusing on that and being done with it. So,
okay.
So graduate studies it is with him.
Yeah.
But he was the author of Three by Moonlight.
Yes. He interviewed in the show. It's very hot. Very cute. Also, Rick Kopp, we have him in the show. He's from the Where the Bears Are team. And, yeah, we got to interview him and we talked about Where the Bears Are too. Which I helped also in translating, and probably I'll help again with Where the Bears Are 3. Hopefully, if they ask me again to translate into Filipino, I'll be able to help in that one. So, looking forward to that.
Just let me translate the movie for me.
That you're talking about a whole movie. Well, this was done strip by strip.
Well, get on it.
What do you mean? Anyway, okay, so three. Dave Kroom. We also interviewed Dave Kroom. He is the organizer of Bear Excursions here in Galveston, and there were a few who came from Houston who went to it, and that was good. And we like promoting our friends who have a cruise that they want to promote.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so there's a lot of people that we did interview during the year, and that's just a few of them. Okay, so how do we tackle this one?
Our friend Tony Stegall passed away.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't pass away. He committed suicide.
It was by choice.
It was by choice that he took his own life. And we had a bunch of mixed feelings about that on that episode.
Me too.
About how that is and how blessed most people are, and we don't even realize it. And we get in this mindset and this place where we think we're nothing's worthwhile, and it's not. I mean, there's so much more to life. And
there's so many things that could happen.
Yeah. So, and, you know, it was tough.
It was tough.
It was a hard time dealing with and dealing with the aftermath. Because you know what? You're dead. You don't have to deal with the aftermath. The people that are living have to pick up and deal with the aftermath and go on after suicide.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting episode, and I think we talked a lot about it on that episode. So go back.
I don't know what episode it was. I have to go back.
Yeah, it was back.
When was it? June? No, wait. May? Oh, it was before Bear Watch. It's around Bear Watch.
Yeah.
A few weeks before Bear Watch. That's right.
2 weeks before Bear Watch.
And it happened. His ashes were scattered in Galveston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
That's right. Okay, so, yeah, moving on. Father's Day. We had Father's Day in June. We had Stephen Buzz from New Mexico.
That's right. And Stephen's been doing some hellacious posts on Facebook. So, Stephen, I feel for you, brother. I know it's tough. Hang in there and keep up with a good fight.
Yeah, you can do it. I believe in you, man.
Oh, that next one. Woo, June. Those damn kidney stones. Really? He had my gallbladder stones. I'm like, no. Kidney stones.
Oh, I thought it was. Oh, was no, it? I thought it was gallbladder stones.
No, kidney
stones. Kidney stones. He had kidney stones.
So, I had kidney stones. I mean, it all happened at one time. I was moving in with Robbie. I was getting ready to move. The kidney stones happened. I had to beg people to come help me move. Luckily, I had pretty much most of my stuff packed up.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, people threw it on the truck. We took it over to the house. They threw it off the truck, and that's about all I could do. I was eating painkillers left and right. So.
So that's when we were trying to convince Ray to keep the. Did you keep them? Did you keep the crystals?
They send them off for study or something. So when you get them, you have to give them to the doctor because they do some kind of thing.
That's a nice name. You know, you have to name those. They're your babies.
Yeah, well, I'll be still waiting for that diamond to be shot out of there. And I'm like, no.
A big pea-sized. Okay. Also, another tragic happened. Something happened. A bear icon, of course, James Gandolfini. He died around that time frame also, and it's really sad because, you know, he's big in the bear community. I'm sure he played a gay man in The Mexican, and he was big also in Sopranos, of course, an anti-hero story. And which I haven't finished yet. I haven't finished.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, James Gandolfini was out of it's on vacationing somewhere. I think he was in Italy.
Well, he had a house in Italy.
Yeah. He was vacationing, and he had a heart attack there, and he died. Yeah. It's really sad. Okay. So, moving on to some happy stories. Mike and I went...
For your first year anniversary.
Yeah.
Of being married.
Mike and I went to P-Town and celebrated our first anniversary. So, Dave was also there. Dave also went to P-Town. And him and I recorded at the Dick Dock.
Yay.
Recorded a show there at the Dick Dock. And we also had Voltaire from Asians and Bears Facebook page. And we had a great show. We interviewed him, you know, talked about Asians and Bears and stuff like that. So it was really fun. Okay.
And then y'all went to Lollapalooza.
Yes, we went to Chicago, Lollapalooza. Mike and I went to Lollapalooza and met up with Devin and Jay and a couple of friends, Aaron and Eric also, we saw them. And a couple of bears at the, what was it? I think the Eagle? No, the Call. No, Touche. We went to Touche. Yeah, so that's where we met everyone.
Congratulations on two y'all getting engaged over Christmas.
Congratulations, Devin and Jay. Oh, my God.
Suckers. I mean, I've only been together, what, 20-something years?
Yeah, probably. I think it's been that long.
It's a lot now. I think it's
15?
It's been a while.
So, okay.
And then you went to D.C. to play softball.
Oh, no, before that.
Russia banned gays. We all know that.
We all know that.
That's why we're sending all the gays over there to compete.
That's right. Send all your gays to Russia, to Sochi, to compete. Okay,
Brian Moitano do?
Yeah. Brian Moitano is there for the skating competition, right? Okay, so I went to Washington, D.C. because our team, Dirty, went to D.C. for the Gay World Series, Gay Softball World Series, and our team... won second place in the D division. So, we were the one who won first place. We could beat them at all for some reason. It was just bad timing. We could, but then they beat us twice. I guess it's a double elimination. So, they beat us twice, and they beat us, and then we were on third place. And then, we just couldn't move forward.
It happens.
But we're happy. Second place of all gay teams in the U.S. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that. Okay.
And then y'all had bear tubing in your brothels.
Yeah, we did that.
Did I go? I didn't do anything last year, really, did I?
Yeah. Why didn't you go?
That's right. That's because all my vacation time went to kidney stones.
Oh, that's right. Your kidney stones took all your vacation days.
That's right.
Okay, so that was fun, and I think we're going to do it again next year because it's really a relaxing weekend. It's really just go there Friday after work, and then go overnight, and then Saturday, ride the tube and just float in the just float all over, and there are about 200 bears there, and we just floated. It was fun. Have you done it before?
Yeah. I think I broke my tailbone.
Because
I hit one of those rocks, and it still have issues when I bend in certain positions.
So. That's the first time I've ever done it, so it was fun. Okay, so Ray's mom.
She was on the show for Halloween. Yeah, when she came out to visit, first time in six or seven years. No, I think it's longer than that because the girls have been born 10 years. They were 10-year-olds, turned 10 this month.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's been about 10 years since she's been out.
Yeah. So for Halloween, we had Ray's mom in the show. It was really fun.
Yeah. So Dave tried to embarrass me.
But he tried. Yeah. Yes. And dun-dun-dun-dun!
I got engaged. Robbie and I got engaged. Or Robbie asked me to marry him.
In front of
our parents while everybody was in town.
Yeah, because Robbie's parents were there, and Ray's mom was there. So,
and he played this whole sneak thing where he asked my mom permission if he could marry me. And, of course, she said yes. And then, unexpectedly, he dropped down on his knee that night at dinner while the parents were there and asked me to marry him. So, of course, I said yes.
Is that how you do it? Do you go with the parents first and then ask the...
It's one of those things, you know, if you know the parents and stuff. And
okay.
So,
because Mike didn't ask... my mom. I didn't ask his mom. So,
well, yeah, it's different.
We just tell them afterwards.
Sometimes it's better to do something and then ask for forgiveness afterward than it is to ask for permission.
Yeah, that's true. So. But it's not really forgiveness. It's just an FYI afterwards.
Yeah. By the way, we got married. Suck it up.
Yeah. Okay, so
You went to Voodoo Fest.
I went to Voodoo Fest in New Orleans. I saw The Cure, Nine Inch Nails, and Pearl Jam. It's an awesome show.
Yeah. Awesome show. Robbie's dad refers to Nine Inch Nails as Nine Inch Toenails.
Why?
Because his brother, they were going somewhere, and his brother was playing Nine Inch Nails on the road trip. And his dad was like, who is this? He said, Nine Inch Nails. And his dad can't hear that well, so he said, Nine Inch Toenails? What? So he calls them Nine Inch Toenails all
nine
the time.
Nine Inch Toenails. Mm-hmm.
And okay. Then Toe Jam was there.
Toe Jam.
No, Pearl Jam.
And also, a couple of episodes ago, we had good friends who shared their podcast list. And thanks to Tommy, he sent a video. Tommy from DFW area. And we called up Wayne and Dave, what shows they listened to and what they watched. That was interesting.
Yeah. I can say after we set the Apple TV up the other night, I watched Bear Podcast.
For the first time.
First time in a long time.
Yeah, Ray got to watch Bear Podcast on a big TV. Because when he doesn't watch it. Ray doesn't watch it because
I get self-conscious if I watch it. And I was like, oh my God, why did I do that? Oh my God. And I probably should because I know I fidget and scratch and do all this stuff. And, pick my nose.
Fix his nose and everything. Things that you can – when this was an audio show –
It was okay.
It was okay because nobody needs to see.
See, that's a video show. But now it's like, and I sit here trying to show, I'm like, quit fidgeting, and I still fidget anyhow.
I do that too. I scratch in places too. Yep. Okay, so, and then moving on, we had Gary Snyder in the show, and we talked about Wrench for
that's Ken, right.
And I plan to attend. I think Dave is going to attend too, so.
I'm sure. I was hoping I could go, but we decided that we're going to the Sierra Mountains.
Oh, that's right.
In a couple weeks, so have a winter vacation up in the mountains with snow probably.
You gonna go skiing?
Oh no, me on skis.
No,
ain't gonna happen.
So. It should be fun. Anyway, okay. So one of the technological advancements was a proof of concept of Amazon having to deploy Amazon Prime Air, deploying these drones to deliver your stuff.
I want people to get their Christmas stuff faster if they'd done that instead of using UPS.
Yeah, that's true.
And FedEx.
But, you know, they're kind of planning to have it in 2015, so we'll see what happens. It's going to be a lot of controversy. There's a lot of funny stories already, people shooting down these drones to go shopping. Jokes like that has been floating around already. And, it's interesting. But I'm looking forward to it. It's a new tech. I would have them deliver the backyard or something. Like
yeah.
That.
There you go.
I can do that. What about people with apartments? Okay, so that's pretty much it. That's what's happened to us for the whole year.
It's 2013 in review.
2013. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we can go on and have a bigger and better 2014.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what about...
Maybe we can get 17 other states to become gay-friendly and offer gay marriage. And then we'll have at least half the U.S., where you can legally get married as gays.
That's right. So
I mean, hell, Utah's passed it. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. So what states now we have gay marriage ring?
We have 18 states as of December. We got California, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Iowa, Illinois, Massachusetts, Maryland, Maine, Minnesota, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Utah, and Washington.
Mm-hmm. And also D.C.
And D.C. That's the District of Columbia. So,
you know, 32 states of
I'd sit there and think about the Cal. You know, I deal with state initials all the time. But when I'm having to read them out, I'm like, okay, NJ stands for New Jersey. That's right.
New Jersey. So that's good. I mean, it's good to know that people are advancing. States are advancing. And the ones that are really delayed right now because they already have in place gay marriage bans in the state constitutions. That's why those cannot be easily undone.
Done, yeah. It takes a major state referendum, but eventually it's going to happen. I mean, we also got to look at just because you can get gays can legally get married in the states, it doesn't mean that there's still not hate. Hate crimes against gay people and their couples, discrimination and all that stuff, there's still a long way to go. I mean, just because we can get married now, yes, that's a big hurdle, but there's still a lot more to come and work out. So
yeah.
And it all takes time.
maybe a decade, maybe.
Oh no, we'll see. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, we're gonna do some shout-outs right now. I got to chat with someone from Growler, John from Houston. John was our power lifter guest from many years ago. He was also in our last episode from the 2007, I think, or 2008. I can't remember. It was also last episode of the year.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, so John from Houston, and he was a power lifter guest from many years ago, and I chatted with him in Growler. And congratulations on your team for winning first place regional champions. That's awesome. It's good to hear from him. Also, Garen Andrew, keep strong. Thank you for staying strong.
Yeah.
And I know. And Andrew had a medical emergency himself, and we had to kind of look after him. And just keep strong, Gary and Andrew, okay? And everybody will be okay.
Yep.
Okay.
For my mom, for her speedy recovery on her knee surgery, she had knee replacement the Friday before Christmas.
Oh.
So she's hobbling around, but she's doing good, so.
A knee replacement. She's bionic now.
Yeah, she's bionic. She's got both bionic knees now. Now she can walk out here. I don't have to pay for airfare anymore.
Oh, okay.
She just. Okay.
So, before we close the show, this last episode of the year, I would like to thank all of you listeners and viewers. Yeah, Ray and I are really grateful for you guys because without you, we won't be continuing this. And there are days then that, you know, we should be continue doing this and somebody would email saying, hey, listen to your show. It's really fun, and we enjoy it. We look forward to it every week. And there are some teenagers who would listen to the show and say, you know, I came out because of you guys. That was really heartwarming before mm-hmm. I remember that story, and yeah. I can't forget that. Okay, so yeah, so big thanks to all the listeners. And okay, just a little bit of history. This podcast used to be an audio podcast, and it's just about me talking about bear runs and me going to bear events because I went to a lot of bear events back then. And it was short. It would range from 5 minutes to 12 minutes. And it was just a short show just talking about stuff. Would feature a bear, a wolf, what a bear feature. I started doing that many years ago. Having a feature bear every episode. And it just grew and grew. And it's been better, of course, with Ray around. And he came
Thank
aboard.
Thank you, Maynard.
Yeah, 2006. Yeah. So also thanks to all the people we interviewed. You interviewed so many people. You know what? I should just make a list somewhere or somehow and go down the list of how many people we've interviewed throughout the years. So many different people. Probably hundreds, I think. I'm not sure. But yeah, thanks. Thank you so much. Whether you're a porn actor, we've interviewed a lot of porn actors. Yeah. And TV personalities and some musicians. We got to have Bob Mould in the show before. Mm-hmm. And how about a satellite radio host? We had Larry Flick before.
Right, Larry Flick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And some teachers, lots of teachers. And some people are, of course, the fathers and the mothers. Whenever it's Father's Day, we interview a father. And when it's Mother's Day, we sometimes interview our mothers.
Yeah, thanks to our moms for being guinea pigs.
Thanks, Mom, for being a guinea pig. I had my mom in my show.
Both our moms have been on the show.
Yeah. It would be nice if we have both of them in the show, right? Interesting. Okay, so also bisexual people. I don't know if you know. So we have bisexual people, and we also have straight friends who kind of listen to the show.
Yeah.
But then they are gayed out. So they're so gayed out from the show,
and
they have to shower.
I have transsexual friends out there whose life probably is even harder for going through that transition and trying to become male or female from being one or the other and
mm-hmm.
listening to our show. And because we've had several of those on the show. And
yep, mm-hmm. That's true. And also the teenagers who found the show through iTunes or something and emailing us and telling us that, I was floored the first time I heard about that I came out to my parents because of you guys. You gave me the courage. We had those kind of emails like that, and that was really heartwarming. And that's why we continue the show for you guys, for all of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in a way, it really affected our lives. I'm getting teary-eyed now. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Here we go. It's a drama queen. Oh. And they call me a drama queen at work. Drama queen.
Well, okay. So normally, we would have a glass of wine here, or champagne and toast. But
we're gonna have to do that on our 500th episode.
On the 500th episode, we'll probably do it next week. So we can do that.
And we have leftover champagne. You know, somebody leave a bottle at the house. Steal somebody's from a party.
Well, also one important thing, I'm having this heartburn.
He's a little verklempt right now.
Yeah, I don't think alcohol would help me right now. Yeah. So, okay, so for the last time for this year, 2014, we'll be back next week.
2013, 2014's not here yet.
Yeah, 2013, for the last time for 2013. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening for the year 2013. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voice message, which we would love to play on the 500th episode, the 500th episode. We'd really appreciate it. Give us your warm well wishes or what you think about the show, or just say, you got suck, or whatever. But, you know,
or Happy New Year.
Or Happy New Year, or Happy 500th episode.
Yeah,
or
that'd be good.
My dick pics are in the email. Email them to the show, whatever. But anyway, give us a call. Hang on, I'm going to screw it up. Watch. I'm going to screw it up. 202. Damn you, Dave!
It did it. Yes, for the last. It's the last day, last episode of the year. Okay, you can do it. Come on. You can do it, Ray. Come on.
Is it 222?
Yeah, 206.
206. There we go. I'm getting the numbers messed up. 206-222-2327. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. 206-222-2327 or 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call. Leave us a voice message. And screw you, Dave. Because every time I screw that up, I have to hear about it from you. So.
I know. Okay. So, subscribe to the video on YouTube.
That's right. Also, you can see all this glamorous in person.
That's right. Ray is wearing a Star Wars themed Christmas shirt. It's very awesome. I like it. And I'm wearing a Star Trek one. So I've always worn this. I love this shirt. So anyway, subscribe by iTunes, YouTube, and Vimeo. And also you can catch the show on Bear Radio Network every Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific. Also on Sundays, 10 p.m. and Pacific, Bear Radio Network. And you can catch the show on Stitcher Radio, also on the Roku Player, if you have the Pride Player app in your Roku Player. And you can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Happy New Year, Ray.
Happy New Year, Maynard. And Happy New Year to all our listeners.
Happy New Year to all of you guys. And we'll catch you guys next year. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear. What a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
That's what it sounds like when old people have sex.
What's your gonna come in?
What's up, Maynard?
What's up, Ray?
What's up behind your back, Maynard?
I don't know what's behind your back. You call that a lightsaber?
Oh, judge me by my size, do you?
My Schwartz is bigger than yours.
Well, you know what I've always learned: the bigger the lightsaber, the more the power bottom.
Cool.